The following will be the Writer's Almanac for Monday, September 9th, 1996.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 9th of September, 1996. It was on this day in 1956, Elvis Presley made his first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, singing Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel. It's the birthday of Otis Redding in Dawson, Georgia, 1941. The novelist James Hilton in Lee, England, 1900. He wrote Lost Horizon and Goodbye, Mr. Chips, in 1933 and 34. Novelist Mary Austin in Carlinville, Illinois, 1868. Her first book described life on the desert among the Indians, the land of little rain, in 1903. California was admitted to the Union today in 1850. It's the birthday of novelist Leo Tolstoy in 1828 on his family's estate of Yasnaya Polyana in Russia. He wrote War and Peace with more than 600 characters between 1863 and 1869. And it was on this day in 1513 the Scots were defeated by the English at the Battle of Flodden Field. Here's a poem for today by William B. Patrick, entitled Kindergarten Day. You'll be the first one on the bus, first kid it stops for. You get to pick the best seat, right up in front, near the driver. It goes to kindergarten, remember? We went there last week, after we unpacked from Virginia. Yes, there are still fleeches in our swamp there. And it's not fleech. It starts with an L, like lost. No, like lemonade. You'll be the only kid on the bus for one turn, but it's a quick one, right past those short pine trees. I don't know if there are more ants than pine trees in the whole world. What do you think? Of course we'll wave. We'll wave until you're all the way past the trees. No, I promise, the bus goes to your school, the long building with the red swings outside, next to the black Angus field with all the cows that don't give milk, next to the blue water tower, remember? You said it was the spaceship that brought you here from out west. I know you're not kidding. I believe you. No, that's not a gulcher. It's a crow, and it's not gulcher. It starts with a V, like video. Crows don't eat people. I don't know if you watch cartoons in kindergarten. Your teacher's name is Mrs. Close. You won't get lost. They write your name on a paper card and stick it on your shirt. C-A-L-E-B. Caleb. Big enough so everyone can see it. So on the first day, they'll know where you belong. No, Mrs. Close won't squeeze you to death if you talk in kindergarten, I promise. Who told you that? Emily goes to a different school. It isn't true. Here comes the bus. Remember, one chocolate milk for snack. The quarter's in your pocket, right here. Your sandwich is in your new pack. Yes, you have to eat the lettuce and all the carrot sticks before your cookies. Your thermos unscrews to the left. No, this is your left. Sherry is your bus driver. Yes, you can talk to her. She's not that kind of stranger. Of course, we love you. Smoke. I know, you're right, that's pollution. Tell Mrs. Close about it. The bus isn't going out west. Yes, the house will still be here after school. Okay, it's not called school. It's kindergarten. Yes, Mom and I will be here. Go ahead now. Remember, wave until you pass the pines. We'll stand right here. Yes. When you come home. Yes. Goodbye. Don't forget to keep waving. Yes, we'll still see you. The bus windows aren't that dirty. Yes. Have fun. Goodbye. Yes. A poem by William B. Patrick, Kindergarten Day, from These Upraised Hands, published by Boa Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac for Monday, September the 9th. Made possible by Cowell's History Group, publishers of Wild West and other magazines. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.